al pnei kula, along the whole field. My, what's the locha? Eros nishtaya talamecher al pnei kula. Maho. Let's say one row was left over along the whole field. If sika bira, my. Let's say there's like a ditch, like a hole, a bore between. In other words, that's what we said before. The field has to be hit on all four sides of it. Let's say there's one row left over that was not hit. Or let's say there's a bore dividing between your field and the next field. And in this place it was not hit. Is that called afsaka or not? Aspasta mai. Another type of a growth, something that's growing, that in between your field and the next field, that's usually something you grow at the end of the fields that grow down deep, right, to keep a good boundary. So if that was not hit, is that called the hefsek or not? Zora echod mai. Let's say you have a field in between, planted a different type of seeds. Is that called the hefsek? Chito legabe serium kizera achadami eloi. If you have a wheat field next to the barley field and one field was not hit, is that a hefsek or not? Kol olam kula b'shidofen. Let's say the whole world or the whole city there was hit with a shidofen. That means this big strong wind came and hit it. Fishalai, but yours were hit b'yarkon with another type of a disease that ruined the whole field. What's the locha? Is it called a matnas medina or not? Inam yirels kol olam kula b'yarkon. Just the opposite. Everybody else was hit with this plague of yarkon. Fishalai b'shidofen my teiko. This is a suffix. And yours was only hit with shidofen with the wind. That's a suffix. What about all Malay Zorachitim? He told you to plant wheat. Viyazaluhi went for Zorasarim and he planted barley instead. Vishtaduf, Ruba Dabagi, and most of the valley there was hit with this wind. Vishtaduf Nami Hanach Sari Dilei, and his barley was also hit. My, what's the locha? Me, Amrinadu, we say the Omalay, that the owner could say, Ilu Zorachit, if you would have planted wheat, have Nishtafa. I mean, the worker could say this. Like, even if I would have listened to you, and I would have planted wheat, it also would have been hit. Like, Dilma, maybe no. Motsi Yomle, the owner could say to him, Yilu Zerat Echit, if you would have planted barley, have a Mekayim Bey, would have been Mekayim, this Pasuk in Eiv that says, Vatigza V'yomel, like he made a degree, he said something, V'yokam L'chon, it should be established. So in other words, that if you would have listened to me, then nothing would have happened. Gemara says, yes, that's the Svar, Mistabra, the Yomle, the only has a right to say, if you would have listened to me and planted wheat the way you were supposed to, had the Mekayim be, would have been Mekayim for me, Vatig Zeroimer, you made a degree, you said something, V'yokl Mechon, keep for you, V'yadarachecha Nogu'or, and like the light should shine in your ways. In other words, if you would have done the way the owner told him, maybe you would have been saved, therefore the worker is at fault. Alright, we'll stop here.
Around 10 lines down. It says, Nishtava kolsa doisov shelmachir. Let's say the owner, the one that's renting out his field, all his field was hit. Nishtava means a big wind came and blew away the crop. V'ishtav nami hov yadayu. And this field that he rented out now also got hit. But v'loy ishtaduf ruba debaga. But the rest of the plain, the whole valley, like the rest of the fields there, did not get hit. My, what's the locha? Is this called a makas medina that the renter has a right to deduct from his rent or not? Mi amrina, does he have a right to say, kivon de loy ishtadof, the owner has a right to say, kivon de loy ishtadof ruba de baga, since most of the people of the plain was not hit, loy menakele, it's not called a makas medina, therefore this renter now has no right to deduct from the rent, even though the tfuah got ruined, he can't use so much. But so what? It's not called a makas medina. He won't have the heter. He's not allowed to. Oy duma maybe yes. Oy duma maybe. Kivon the ishtaduf. Kulhu aryasa. Since all the fields of the owner was hit, was ruined by the storm, motzi omale. The worker, the renter, has a right to say to the owner, hai mishum letza didochu. You know why this field was hit? It's your fault. Like, listen, all your fields got hit. So Hashem is obviously paying you back something. To idom mishtefa kol tzedaisecha, because all your fields got hit. So if so, it's not my mazel, it's your mazel. So I don't have to pay you so much rent. That's the shaila. Does he have a right to say this or not? So Gemara says, mistar for the svari is the omalei, that the owner has a right to say back to the renter, nothing doing. Imishum lesoy didi, if it would have been that I'm the one, it's my mazel, the owner is getting hit. If so, have a mishtaya le purta. Mistavra Hashem would have left over something. Even when Hashem hits somebody and ruins you, he doesn't take away everything. Something should have been left over. Kedichtiva, the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, kinishar no mat meharbei nishtafu kol sadois. The pasuk is kinishar no miat meharbei. A little bit was left over from a lot. Because even though Hashem hits you and takes away, he doesn't take away everything. So therefore, the owner has a right to say, it's not my fault. And therefore, it's like a makas medina. Therefore, it's not a makas medina. Because not everybody was hit. And it's not the owner's fault. Therefore, the renter has no right to deduct from the rent. Now the Gemara says, nishtetfu kol sedoysav shochoyker. Let's say the one that's renting, the worker, all the fields that he owns or works by, those fields were hit by the storm. V'ishtaduf ruba debaga. And also, most of the fields in this plain was also hit. V'ishtaduf nami hobadayu. And this field that he rented now that's working on also was hit. So my, what's the locha? Mi yamrinandu, we say, kivon v'ishtaduf ruba debaga. Since most people in this plain were hit by this storm, if so, it's called the makas medina. Like it happened to the whole city, like. Is so minaculate. That's the din of the Mishnah, that you have a right to deduct from the rent you owe, because you can't work with it so much, you have a right to deduct. Oidulma maybe, kivon di ishtaduf kuleyar yisom, since all the fields were hit, kivon ishtaduf kuleyar yisom, motzi yomalei, he has a right to say, the owner has a right to say back to this renter, that mishum lesa didochu, you should know, it's your fault, it's your mazel. So nishtetfu kol sedoysecho, because all your fields were hit. Says so, the owner has a right to say it's not because of the makas medina, but it's your mazel that caused the field to be hit. Therefore, you can't deduct from the rent. So the Gemara says, mistarva the svara goes the omale, that the owner has a right to say back to this worker, mishum lesoihu, it's your lesochhu, it's your fault, it's your mazel that caused it, and therefore you cannot deduct from the rent. So the Gemara asks, amai, why? Hachinami here also, let's say the svar we just said before. Hachinami name here also, let's say. Hachinami name alei, I mishum lasoy didi, if it would have been from my mazel, that's why this field was hit, and all my fields were hit. Didihu, have a mishaya le purta. Something a little bit least should have been left over. To have a mekayim be, it should be mekayim be the posik at least, that we said before. Ki nishar no mat meharbe. A little bit of left over from a lot. If so, since all of my property was ruined, it should be a proof it's not my mazel. Therefore, I should be allowed to deduct, because really it's called a makas medina. So Mar says, no, here is different. Mishum diyomale, because you have a right to say back, the owner could say back to you, the worker, ehevei chazis, the ishtar lechamidi, if it was fitting for you, that really Hashem should have left over something, hevei mishtar lechamidi nashecho. It's a svara that Hashem would have left it over on the property that you yourself own. Since this property here you do not own, you're working on it, so for sure it's like your mazel that caused it. And therefore you have no right to deduct from the price. Therefore the worker has to give the exact rent, he can't deduct anything from the rent. Now the Gemara says, Meisvei, have a kasha. Meisvei. It says, Hoiso shenashi dofen v'yirokan. This was the year, the bad year that the crop was hit by the storms or by the sicknesses. Yeah. Rashi says it's talking about Gabi Moicher Bizman Shayovo Noig. If you sell your field at the time when the Indian of Yovel is Noig, Shaina Mutala Ligol Pachas Mishteishon, you can't redeem it back less than 2 years. Tanan lo Biyerchin. That you have to wait 2 years until you could redeem it back. So it says, what's going to be of those first 2 years? Hoy Sashnashi Dofan Virokon. Hoy Shvius, or else it was Shmita. Hoy Shahoyu Shonim Kishneli Yo. It was a drought. There was no rain then, like the years by Eliyahu. Is an elemen aminyan. Those years does not count in the minyan. That's not called from the shteishonim. Now, Ketanya, what does it say? It says here, shidofen v'yirokan, when you're hit by the wind or by other sicknesses, disease, dum yudishonim kishne Eliyahu. It's just like the years of Eliyahu, when there was a drought, there was no rain. Now, ma shenei Eliyahu, just like the years by Eliyahu. The lay heavy tfuah klal, nothing at all was growing. Av hochinam here also, we're talking about the lehevi tvua klal. Mashman, nothing was growing at all. That's why you can't include these first 2 years of the years to wait for the gula. Avo, but it's mashma diika tvua, but if something would have been grown on it, then salkalei, then as long as something grows, it's called that the person used it for 2 years, and after these 2 years, you have a right to be girl to redeem it back. And v'loy karmin, we do not say makas medinhi. We should have said it's not his fault. It's not the buyer's fault. It's a makas medina. That since everybody was hit, the whole city, and we can't produce the right amount of tua, it's not called I use the field. So if so, it's not like we were saying before. Samara says, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Shani Hosem, this halacha of a mechir about gula when you can redeem it, there it's different. The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says clearly in Vayikra, V'mispah Shnei Tvuois Yimoch Lecho. In the years of the Tvua, you could sell it. V'mispah Shnei Tvuois Yimoch Lecho. What does that mean? Shonim Shiyesh Pem Tvua B'Yelam. Years that other people have what to plant to grow. That's what's totally in. If people could grow or not. Here, there the pasuk is clearly shonim sheish pem tefuah spoilim. As long as there's some place in the world that they have tefuah that it's growing, then it's okay. That's what the pasuk says. The mispah shnei tefuahs means boilam, what's doing in the rest of the world. So you can't bring any proof over here from the loch of shtei shonim. Oh, malei ravashlu of kano elamayatir. So shviyas talaloi min aminyan. Then shmita, the year of shmita, should also be part of the minyan. Why? Even though you can't work on your field. But people outside Eretz Yisrael don't have a mitzvah shriyas. They're allowed to work on the field the seventh year. So if you're talking about boilim in the world, the seventh year, the raw field that could produce tua. There's the rest of the world. Malay said back, you should know, shriyas, of course, the malkehi. Shriyas, that the Torah took away. Shriyas, the Torah says you can't use. So therefore, since you can't use it, the Torah is like taking it away. Therefore, it's not in the minyan of the shtei shonim. Oh, Malay Mazutra braid the Rav Mori the Ravino, Elamayatif so, Shvius, Laitalalim min Agirua, Shvius should also not help from Girua. Rashi says in the case of Maktis Sodeyu, where you are Maktis your field, or Bolif Toysoi, and now later, year later or so, you want to redeem it out of Hegdish. Shinosan Layakosa pigeon, the Torah gives you an amount how much you have to pay, Betchila Sayyavo, Chamishim Shekel Kesef. That at the beginning of the Yovel, there's 50 years to go yet, you have to then redeem it, 50 shkolim, 50 shekel kesef. The Yemachar Yovel, V'chishav La'koyin, V'nigram Yerkecho, Shonim Shogru, that ha migram and acheshben, kama shemegilem, v'nais and kama shemegilem, shonim aboyis. Like for every year that passed away, went by, you take off a seller. So if so, mashm, even if Shemitah passed by, also you deduct from the years of Shemitah. The question is why? Elamiyat Shvius Letalit should not help for the Geroyin. Because you're telling me now it's called Afkosa de Malka. But the Torah extended the year of Shemitah, not on the Cheshbin. If so, Allah Matanan, how come we don't in the Gemara in Erchin? Now there it says, Noisin Sela, Upunyan Lashona. That for every year that passed away, like you have to pay a Sela and a Pudyan. So if there are 50 years to go, 49 years to go, you have to pay 50. But every year that goes by, you pay less now when you redeem it back from Hegdish, less a Sela and a Pudyan. And even what Shemitah is also included. Like if 7 years went by, you take off 7 Sloyim and 7 Punyan. So you see, Shemitah is also included in the Geroyin, how much was used up already. So why? It's Avkosa de Malka. So Gemara says, Amalei, he said back to him, Shani Yosem, Shemitah is different. Techazio lemishtecho boperi. On Shemitah, the person could also use the field. The field could be used on Shemitah. True, you can't plow, you can't grow, but you could use the field to spread out. You could use it for storage, like. You could spread out your tefuah you have already on the fields. So the fields could be used on Shemitah, therefore you also deduct the year of Shemitah. Omar Shmuel said, Loishonavela, Shezoro, Vitzomcho, Vyoch Lachagav. We're talking about now that you did seed the field, and it did grow, and then the maka came, then the grasshoppers came and ate it up. Loishonavela, let's say you're a worker, that you did not seed it at all yet, you didn't even put the seeds in the ground, loy, then you have the right to deduct from the rent. The yomalei, because the owner has a right to say back to the worker, listen, ilu zarate, if you would have seeded the ground, have a mekayim bay, that maybe would have saved the situation. You know why? What are the mekayim, the pasuk of Tehillim that says, lo yaveshu b'yes roh, you will not be embarrassed at bad times, or you may rava and yispu, times when it's hunger, you'll be satisfied. In other words, maybe if you would have planted, you would have been saved from the makkah. So therefore, if you did not plant at all, it's your fault. Therefore, you cannot deduct from the rent. Most of Rav Sheshet, you have to ask the question. It says, Roya, Shoye Roya. You have a shepherd that was watching his flock of sheep. He left the flock alone. He went into the city. When the shepherd went away, then a wolf came, the Torah ripped him apart. A lion came, the Doris ran over them. Is a normal we don't say that if the shepherd would have been there, he could have saved them, therefore for sure he's chayiv. That we don't say. But rather I'm the Messiah. We evaluate him, we have to see what type of a guy he is. If he's a strong guy that could have protected, fought against the lion, he's chayiv then, because he could have protected the flock. But v'yimlav, if he's such a guy in Nebuchadnezzar that he could have protected from the lion or from the bear, from the wolf, I mean the zeb of the wolf, v'yimlav potter v'potter. The question is v'yamai, why? Namely, why don't we say to the shepherd, a heavy hostile, listen, even though you're in Nebuchadnezzar, you're not so good to protect, but maybe if you would have been there, heavy mekayim, would have been mekayim the pasuk of gamma suri, gamma sadoiv, hiko avdeh.